Up to this point, I've not mentioned the subject of hell. Hell is a subject that most people don't want to talk about. Some people even deny that it even exists. But we know, as sure as there's a heaven, there is a hell. From the records of our Lord's ministry, we discover that some of the most solemn words about the eternal destination of the lost came from the lips of him who died that men may not perish. No matter how men may try to do away with hell, it's still in existence and was a grim reality to Jesus, who constantly warned his hearers of its terrors. While some of his descriptions of the place of final punishment may be figurative, yet they indicate a dreadful reality. The words he used all imply helpless ruin and reveal how candid he was when speaking of the eternal destiny of those rejecting him and his message. We cannot explain away the revelation he gave people of eternal punishment. It was from Jesus himself, who came as the personification of divine love, who spoke of the broad way that leads to destruction. In Matthew chapter 7, in Matthew chapter 25, he spoke of eternal punishment. He spoke of those that would be cast out into outer darkness. He spoke of the unquenchable fire. He spoke of the wailing and gnashing of teeth. It was him who spoke of the whole body being cast into hell and everlasting fire. He spoke of the place where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Psalms 9 and 17 tells us, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." In Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 43, Jesus said, "If your hand offend you, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands and go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy right foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet and be cast into hell, where the fire shall never be quenched, where the worm never dies and the fire is not quenched. And if your right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it away. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes and be cast into hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched." In Mark chapter 9, hell is described as a place where the fire is not quenched. In the book of Revelations, the place of final judgment for the wicked is described as the lake of fire. Someone told me about an epitaph that has been used on tombstones down through the ages, and it reads like this: "Consider, young man, as you walk by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, you soon shall be. So prepare, young man, to follow me." That sounds pretty profound, but someone took a chisel and hammered out a response on one tombstone. And it reads like this: "To follow you is not my intent until I know which way you went." One of the most terrifying aspects about hell is its duration. Hell is eternal. Charles Spurgeon said, "In hell, there is no hope. The damned have not even the hope of dying, the hope of being annihilated. They are forever, forever lost. On every chain in hell, there is written forever. In the fires there, it blazes out the words forever. Above their heads, they read forever. Their eyes are galled, and their hearts are pained with the thought that it is forever. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.